I can't seem to find the passage right offhand. Which chapter? Oh, it's not in the 16th. Anyway, let me just briefly recount it to you. Jesus said that a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of his possessions. Now, whatever our possessions may be, we have a tendency to want the abundance of those possessions to be where the good life is. And then he quotes about this rich man whose ground had produced an abundant amount of things. And so the rich man says, "Well, I have so much stuff that my barns won't hold it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to dig down my barns and I'm going to build new ones." And the barns of that day were pits in the ground. And so in order to make a bigger barn, you just dig down the wall of the barn and it would make a bigger and a newer barn. And they would store the things in these barns or pits. And so he says, "I'm going to build new barns, and I'm going to fill those barns, and then I'll say to my soul, 'Soul, take thy ease. I'll have enough stuff that I can just live on from now on. And I'll have many years,' he said. But the Lord said, 'Thou fool, this night shall thy soul be required of thee.'" This night, your soul is going to be required. The rich man said, "I'm going to have many years. I'll be able to take my ease." But the Lord said, "This night." This man had confidence in the flesh, in the things of the flesh. But we can have no confidence in the flesh. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of his possessions. Then in another place Jesus said, "To lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither thieves nor moth can break through and steal nor corrupt. For where your treasure is, there is your heart also." So we as Christians then, if we're going to be the circumcision, if we're going to be God's people, if we're going to be those that are counted as the descendants of Abraham, those that are going to look forward to the resurrection of the dead, because we're going to be the people of God on that occasion, we're going to have these three characteristics. Number one, worship God in the Spirit. Now, to those who say, "Well, it's not necessary to go to church, it's not necessary to worship, I can do just as good someplace else as I can meeting with the church," they do not realize the impact and the teaching of this scripture. Worship God in the Spirit. And that means to do it according to the way that He has set out for us to do it, and to do it as frequently as He set for us to do it. Rejoice in Christ Jesus.